the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 8, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Changing days up on us a little bit. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse is over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Day late and a dollar short, as my dad used to say.
Amen, brother. Hopefully everything is okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for your concern. No, my minor medical emergency, being a diabetic is not fun, but there are certainly worse things to be afflicted by.
Yeah, well, good to know, because I was concerned. I called the downtown location, I called the south location, and they're like, no, we haven't seen him. We have no idea where he is. So greatly appreciate you coming on today, because you've got a big event on Saturday. I wanted to make sure we talked about it. And I believe you said you're calling this the first annual. Let's get into what's going on Saturday there at the South location.
Yeah, so our new location, we've got this awesome pavilion right next to the restaurant. So this Saturday, October 11th, from 2 to 7 p.m., we're having what we're calling our first annual harvest party. So it's a kind of a little bit of a combination of like Oktoberfest and kind of a harvest festival. So we're doing a pig roast. We've got a petting zoo, pony rides, a gaming trailer, strings attached. The band is going to be here playing all day. Frisky Farms is donating apples for apple bobbing. The pig is being donated locally by Cook Farms, who we get all of our burger from. All the proceeds from this party on Saturday are going to benefit the Caring Closet here in Gaylord, which helps really what our main goal with helping them out is to ensure coming into the winter season that any child in Otsego County that has a want or a need for a winter coat gets one. And that's what this is all about. Anytime we do these kind of events, we always try to tie a local charity to it. And the Caring Closet is an awesome local organization here.
Excellent, excellent. And this is something that basically is open to the general public, free admission, except for getting into the pig roast and also all the games and activities, correct?
That is correct, yes. So what we're doing actually is we've packed so many activities into this thing. What we're doing is free admission, so you can come hang out. There's some games, the music, come listen. But if you want to partake in the petting zoo, pony rides, any of the additional stuff, there's just a $10 wristband that gets you all unlimited activities. The pig roast, all of that stuff is just a simple $10 wristband. And then kids under, I think, 3-4 years old get free entry regardless.
Excellent. So bring the babies, bring the youngins. Basically, kind of a family event. This is not focused on the adults. It's kind of focused on the family.
Absolutely. I just found out that the Otsego County Fire Department will also be here for a touch a truck, which is generally where they bring a ladder truck and they let the kids kind of touch and talk to the talk to the fire department officials. So all you got to do is travel down Old 27 here in Gaylord and look for the gigantic American flag that'll be hanging from one of our ladder trucks out front.
Oh, too cool. So, not going to let them get up in the cab and pull the air horn, huh?
Yeah, probably not, but you never know.
You never know. Come on, man. Just start the engine and boost up the air compression. That's all we need. We just need some air. So, excellent, excellent. Yeah, exactly. And again, that's going to be 2 to 7 this Saturday.
This Saturday, 2 to 7, yep.
Very good. Excellent. We got more to talk about with Ian Murphy. Short break. A word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
See the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4, tours start at 5, live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying through the break, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Now, we've already gotten past Saturday, this coming Saturday, from 2 to 7, but 2 weeks from tonight, October 22nd, you got another party happening.
Yeah, we actually, this is going to be a fun one. So this is kind of two parties in one, really, is what we're doing. So Iron Pig Bourbon is doing a bourbon tasting and dinner right here at the restaurant. But at the same time, we're going to be doing a bottle signing meet and greet. So those of our Barrel Club members that have already purchased their membership, or anybody that just comes and purchases a bottle or has even already purchased a bottle, bring that bottle to dinner. Because what we actually have happening is a lot of people, when they find out that Iron Pig has launched a bourbon line only available at the restaurant, they come, they'll purchase one, and then they'll purchase another one because we're being told that they're keeping one unopened as sort of a trophy, if you will. And to be honest, that's exactly what I've done with the first two bottles. Bottle number two from both of our batches are unopened and will never be opened. So what we decided to do at this tasting and dinner party is, why not invite our attorney, Dave Delaney, who is wildly entertaining regardless. He and I are going to do a little bottle signing event at the bourbon tasting October 22nd, 6 to 9 p.m. for that.
Excellent. Now, do people need, because you have limited seating for this event, do people need to go online and buy their tickets in advance?
We will have a ticket link available. That is the plan, is to, so really it's probably going to be limited to roughly 50 seats or so. If we need to go more, we will, because we can do, I mean, honestly, we can do a ton if we use the pavilion, but you know, we just don't know what the weather is going to be like.
Sure.
We'll close the restaurant to do a private tasting in the signing event if we get enough seats. So ideally I'd love to sell 100, 125 seats and we just close the restaurant and have a really good time and a lot of laughs here. So October 22nd, I will get that link set up. And the only reason we haven't set the link yet is because we haven't set the dinner price. We're still working on the menu a little bit. Part of the reason with why I'm on today and missed yesterday was I was supposed to be at a food show in Grand Rapids. And we wanted to kind of see some new trends and stuff that were happening and maybe we could try them at this dinner. So hopefully within, by the end of the weekend, and by the time I'm on the show next week, we'll have that link active and all the details for the dinner and everything. But right now, keep your calendars open for, I think it's a Wednesday night. Come meet myself, David Delaney. Again, he is just hilarious. We got a ton of stories. It'll be a great time. Bring your bottle of bourbon. Purchase one here if you don't have one. $59 for our small batch and $79 for our single barrel. And they're both 100 proof. I mean, really reasonable pricing. And then once you taste it, even if you're not a bourbon fan, you're going to love it. It's so delicious and smooth, you'd never know it's 100 proof bourbon.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to need two tickets because I already told Miss Vicky I'm sampling all the bourbons, including hers. And she's going to have to drive home. She's going to be my driver to get me back home after Wednesday night, 2 weeks from tonight. So we're going to be there. As soon as you let me know, we'll get the tickets. But could end up with us promoting it on the radio here for the next couple of Tuesdays. We might be shutting the restaurant down and making this thing a private party.
I would love that. I mean, anytime that we can get like-minded people together to have a good time, to discuss things, you know, I'm all for that. And if it gets to be this case where, I mean, it sounds weird for me to be saying this, but people are asking me to sign their bottles of bourbon. Of course, I'm more than happy. You folks are the people, and I hope I get to listen to some different people being on a Wednesday, but all of you guys listening that have been to the Iron Pig in the last 5 years, you people are the reason my restaurant is still open. My family can pay the bills. We have over 42 employees between our two restaurants now. You guys are helping build this company from the ground up, from the tyranny of the government shutting us down 5 years ago, come this November, to what we've built now and what we plan to build in the future. You guys are investing in me and in us, and I absolutely love it. And this is just a way that we want to be able to say thank you and give back.
Yeah. Well, I got Patriot Pat. He's heading up to Traverse City right now listening. He goes, no, Randy, not two tickets, buy three. So Pat's coming as well. So, well, okay, well.
Love it. Thank you, Pat.
I think we're gonna shut this restaurant down. So I've got people texting me right now. The Bourbon Club thing too, by the way, that website's already up and launched. Explain ironpigbourbon.com and what's available for what you're calling the Barrel Club or the Bourbon Club. Explain that.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. Our Barrel Club, so this is we do limited runs of our bourbons right now. And what we've done with our small batch and single barrel, the single barrel was literally one barrel of bourbon, and we have roughly 400 bottles of that. So what we did is we took the first 200 bottles and we've locked them away. And the only way that you can get one of those first 200 bottles is to become a member of the Barrel Club. And it's not a bottle club, it's a barrel club, because what you get for $400 is the first four bottles of our first four single barrel runs. Now, our next batch is already in barrels for release for next year. So what we're doing is selling the next four bottles of the next four runs, plus you get 10% off. Now, this is lifetime discount in the restaurant, food and beverage off your entire check. You get a discount code for 10% off all of our merchandise, all of that. Lifetime discounts, and Barrel Club members get into events like the one we just talked about on the 22nd for free. So you get to come in, have a bourbon tasting and dinner and all this stuff, get to try two other bourbons and then taste them against our two bourbons for absolutely nothing. IronPigBourbon.com is where you can go and purchase one of those memberships. And then we're working on putting up a plaque in the restaurant to recognize all 200 of our founding members of our Barrel Club membership. And I'll tell you, those things are going fast. But you also get to pick your favorite number. That's why I'm suggesting people go get them quick. My number was 2. That's my favorite number. I wore that jersey when I was in high school, so I have the first 4 bottles of our next runs reserved for that number 2. So ironpigbourbon.com, go reserve yours.
Okay. Do you know if number 25 has been taken yet?
25 should still be available.
Okay, I'm going to buy that one because that was my number.
And if it's not, what we recommend is you go to 125. If that's available.
Yeah, I was the number one player wearing 25. I get it. Okay, got it. Hey, one of the things that you mentioned then is that being a member of this club, even like the dinner tickets alone, which we're going to be buying for the 22nd, I mean, going forward, man, that would save you a ton of money right there, justifying being a Barrel Club member.
I mean, the 10% off in the restaurant, we have people purchasing it for that alone. So right. we're right across from Otsego Lake here, so we have a lot of people that come up for the summer season or even the winter season. 3 days ago, I sold 2 bottles to a couple. Big fans, patron to the restaurant downtown, were excited when they found out we moved to the south of town next to the lake. They're literally, I can see their house from where I'm sitting right now. And they said, we bought it. Of course, the bourbon is delicious and we love you guys, but it will pay for itself by wintertime. Because they're in the restaurant 2-3 times a week, so that 10% really starts to add up.
Add up. I got a text from Pat. What are the other two bourbons that you're going to have at the tasting to compare to your Iron Pig bourbon?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would love to be able to answer that for you right now, but that's one of the things that we've narrowed it down to about 6 bourbons. But we're waiting to see exactly what those items that we're going to pair them with. Like I said, we were at the food show yesterday, have some really great, cool ideas. Maybe even a turn on a venison meatloaf, maybe. We'll see. But we wanted to nail down the food to make sure that we're pairing the proper bourbon to go with that. Obviously, the two that we're going to feature at the end are going to be ours, with the the single barrel being the crown on the top of the jewel, if you will.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Because Pat is he lives up in St. Ignace across the bridge. And so he's wanting to come. I just texted him, ironpigbourbon.com. I'm also going to send this to Patriot Pat. He's traveling, so I'll send this to him as well. And very simple. It looks like, Ian, you just go to that website and you purchase the membership. It's really kind of self-explaining, explanatory to folks when they go to that website. Pretty easy to navigate.
We try to make it as simple as possible, you know, as few clicks, and just go in there and you basically just scroll and look for your number. You can even search in little search tab, bottle number, you know, 125 or bottle 25, and it'll pull it right up. If yours not available, it will say sold out.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Well, one of the things is that I would highly ask, I would love to taste your venison meatloaf. We are in deer season right now. A lot of folks are out hunting bow. Rifle begins November 15th. And I think this is something that maybe could, if you have enough supply, to maybe you'll be able to consider running it as a special, because I'd love to have Vicki taste it, and knowing how your chef cooks, to be able to realize that she's eating meatloaf. I mean, just tell her, honey, it's meatloaf, and let her taste it and see if she likes all. That's really good. Good. You're eating Bambi. So now I get to go deer hunting this year.
See, and that's kind of the cool thing about these dinners that we want to do more frequently as well, is get these first tastes out there and get some feedback. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it could be better. Yeah, it could this, that, the other. Because, right. I mean, me and Chef Ben, we don't pretend to know everything, but you are the people that we want that feedback from. You, like I said before, you folks are the ones that have kept us going all these years. So your opinions are the most important to us. So if we can create these small dinners where we get that intimate atmosphere, where we can hang out, have a good time, eat some good food, that is exactly what we want to create. And if something like a venison meatloaf comes out of it that is a superstar, then it will absolutely go on the menu. That's what we do with a lot of the features, but these dinners will be even more intimate than just a feature.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we're excited. And again, he's waiting to figure out the menu, the pricing. We'll try to have it for you on next Tuesday's show with a link where you can get your tickets. I already have my phone blowing up. People's like, send me the link, send me the link. So, yeah, I think this is a hot button event. I think we may pack the house on this one, Ian.
Yeah, I would love that. And I would love to have been talking about it sooner, but I try not to put too many things on people's plates because they start to get overwhelmed with things going on. And we all know, at least me anyways, my memory is very short. So it's kind of one thing to the next. I can't put too many things on the plate. But of course, we have to plan these things in advance. So it's just kind of slowly leaking some of this stuff out. But we will have all the details. And I'll tell you, this dinner is not going to be crazy expensive either. Like, that's just not what we do. And people that can tell you that have done these wine dinners and stuff in the past, they're not crazy expensive. We don't want to exclude people. We want to make sure that we get as many people at our events as possible.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you take care of yourself, brother, and we'll talk with you on Tuesday next week.
Appreciate you very much, Trucker Randy.
Okay, brother, we'll talk to you soon. Bottom of the hour news of hour number three. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading